In the name of Christ, and welcome to West End United Methodist, those of us who are worshiping here in the sanctuary and those of you who are worshiping with us online. We're grateful that you're with us for this service of today, healing, worship, and prayer on the day of Pentecost. The day of Pentecost is a day in the church where we celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit. And over the years of the churches coming to know God through the power and presence of the Holy Spirit, we've given names to the Spirit such as Ruach, which means breath, and Pneuma, which means the deepest core of our being, Advocate, Counselor, Intercessor, Seal of the Promise. We're grateful that the Holy Spirit guided the people of the Tazay community to form a sacred space of worship through the singing of songs. This is a service unlike other services of Christian worship in that we will not be saying a lot of words. We will be listening. We will have times of intentional silence, and we will be singing. And the singing is a repetitive sense of chorus that stills our monkey mind, as the late Sally Otter was so intentional in naming, so that we can be more present to the Holy Spirit, speaking through our sighs, our groans, our deepest longings. Pentecost is the day where we celebrate God speaking through many languages, and so we will be speaking in other languages. You're welcome to join us, but you can also sing in English or your native language if that allows you to participate more fully in the liturgy. We'll have a time of guided meditation before our longer silence of around 10 minutes that Barbara Jo will lead us in. Later in the worship service, we'll also have the opportunity to be anointed with oil and to pray with myself here at the altar rail so that we might live into the ancient Christian tradition of sharing our prayers and experiencing the grace of healing prayer. I do want to lift up to you all and to those of you who are worshiping online the next few times that we will be having Tazay in this calendar year. We will have a Tazay worship service on July 21st. September 15th and November 17th, if you want to go ahead and mark your calendars. Also, on behalf of our worship team and our setup team, we are looking for volunteers who would like to help set up or sing or help craft the liturgy. And so would love your input and your gifts to be shared with us. And if you have interest in joining our existing team, please just come and talk to me right after our worship service this day. To ground us for our time together, I'm going to read a poem that was a prayer, actually, that was written by Christina Rossetti. A prayer for illumination. Open wide the window of our spirits, O Lord, and fill us full of light. Open wide the door of our hearts that we may receive and entertain you with all of our powers of adoration and love. Amen.
Thank you. a reading from the Gospel according to John. In the evening of that same day, the first day of the week, the doors were locked in the room where the disciples were for fear of the temple authorities. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Having said this, the Savior showed them the marks of crucifixion. The disciples were filled with joy when they saw Jesus, who said to them again, "Peace be with you. As Abba God sent me, so I am sending you." After saying this, Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." The word of God for the people of God.
From Psalm 144, "Blessed are you, O Radiant One, you who are hidden within our hearts, even as we are hidden within your heart. You invite us to participate in the divine unfoldment as we awaken from our long sleep and give birth to creativity. Open us that we might recognize the divine in every person, and become sensitive to all we meet along the path. For you are the breathing life of all, the infinite and eternal within our hearts. Evoke the child in our souls, that purity and grace might flourish. Inflame us with compassion, so we nurture ourselves and others with healing and forgiveness. Empower us with wisdom and knowledge, that we might bring forth the divine plan. And let us recognize the truth that clears vision might unfold. Let us sing a new song to you, O beloved, with drums and flutes that express our joy. You who are divine love, receive our devotion, that may we walk in beauty. May our heart's ears heed well the divine word within, written on every heart, that integrity and justice may dwell within us. Let each one be receptive to the spirit that inspires, allowing our will to respond with action. May all judgments and denials be released, that our souls are free to serve the light with joy. Thus will we recognize oneness with the divine spark dwelling within our hearts, fanning to illuminate the way. Gratitude and inner peace will abide in every tranquil soul, blessing the universe that lovingly cares for us."
So now we'll prepare for a little longer silence of about 10 minutes on this Pentecost Sunday. So bringing to mind all the ways that you experience the Holy Spirit. One of my favorite ways is through breath itself. The Holy Spirit is within each of us, as close as our very breath. I've heard it said that the ancient name of God, Yahweh, refers to the inflow and outflow of the breath. Yahweh. Sometimes it can be difficult to quiet our very active brains. Our thoughts can work so very hard, trying to stay in charge. So moving from thoughts to awareness of breath can be difficult. This is one way to get there. Finding a comfortable position in which you feel aligned and relaxed. And as you close your eyes, begin to follow your breath, observing it all the way down to the belly and back out again. Invite the breath to deepen. And by this invitation, you may notice your breath slowing down. And then using your mind's eye, begin to scan your body, starting at the top of your head. And as you move down through your neck and shoulders, without judging, just observing, noticing if you can invite the breath into that place, creating space and openness. The breath is movement. And as you begin to open to the breath, the space between your shoulders, you might observe how that release can also travel down through your arms all the way to your fingertips. And allowing your hands to rest comfortably on your lap, palms up or palms down, whatever feels most comfortable to you. And then noticing as you continue to follow your breath more deeply, allowing the awareness of the breath moving down into your body and allowing the hips to release. And watching with your mind's eye how that release can move all the way down through your legs to the very soles of your feet. Pausing there for a moment to notice the sensations there at the soles of your feet. The miracle of breath. Breath as movement. It requires no effort on your part. It just is. The Holy Spirit is as close as your very breath. Rest here, listening to the Holy Spirit within. Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." slowly and gently, bringing your awareness back to the room, back to the sanctuary. You might put your fingertips together and just move them. Pray with me the prayer that our brother Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The scriptures offer us the affirmation that in our weakness, the Spirit intercedes on our behalf, and that our deepest groans and sighs are translated into words of grace and healing as the Spirit pleads on our behalf. God is creating a space here in our worship this day for all of us to participate in the practice of healing prayer. When we talk about healing as Christians, we really are naming God's call and God's gift of wholeness. There are many of these prayers that might go unanswered in this lifetime, but we trust that at the end of all things, God will wipe away all tears from our eyes and all will be made well. And yet even with that promise, we're also invited into the vulnerable space of naming what it is that we hope. The wholeness that we seek, wholeness for ourselves, wholeness for others, wholeness for creation. This is wholeness and healing that could be physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, the healing of the earth. And we trust that God is able to do more than we could ever possibly ask or imagine. And that even if our lifetime we do not see the fruit of these prayers, then maybe prayers that were offered in this sanctuary this night will plant seeds of healing and renewal, under whose shade others will be blessed generations from now. I'll be offering these prayers over those who wish to come forward to receive prayers on behalf of the church here at the altar rail. If you come forward to pray with me, I will anoint your forehead with oil and offer the prayer that you ask to be prayed again for yourself, for others, or for the healing of creation. You need not feel like you have to come, but again, if the Holy Spirit is at work in you today where you feel compelled to respond, please know that the altar rail is open. Our vocalists and musicians will be singing over us, and maybe one of the ways that you are called to participate in healing prayers is simply to stay in your seat and sing with our vocalists as they guide us in this meditative prayer. But friends, this day, might you come forward and know the healing and wholeness our Lord offers us in the Holy Spirit. May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness and protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Amen.